This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy newsroom is Stephen Gates. He is the curator. That's the title we've decided upon.
Okay.
For the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival. Two down. Third one coming up.
Third one coming up on Thursday, again, as always, June 9th, 7:30. And this one, again, as was the second, is at St. Paul's Episcopal Church Parish Hall.
Now, there are three works on the program, and I want to talk about the one that is scheduled to be played second first, because we think this is a world premiere?
It is. I checked last night.
Okay, it is a world premiere.
Dr. Bob Mueller is, people will recognize him from having played harpsichord on the first two concerts that we've had. He is, of course, also a composer. I think that, I don't know this, but I think if you asked him, he'd say that what he really is a composer, and all these other things are related to that, of course. But anyway, we're going to do a quartet that he has just finished, as we sit here and speak, for oboe, violin, viola, and cello. And his wife is an oboist. Many people will know her, Teresa Delaplane. She has taught oboe at the university for a number of years and plays principal in orchestras and that sort of thing. And so it's kind of written for her, but also for the rest of us, and also really for the summer festival.
I know you can't speak for him, but I would think on one hand it'd be wonderful to write something for a family member or a spouse or a very close friend. On the other hand, I mean, you got to check the ego a little bit, I would assume.
Probably.
Because they might come back and say, well, what if you did this or did that?
Yeah. Or, gee, this is too hard. This is too easy. It's not flashy enough, or it's too flashy, or whatever. And I think for all of us, though, including his wife, one of the really neat things, of course, about doing a new piece when the composer is right here is that we can get him to come in and listen and say, you know, is this kind of what you had in mind, and is this what you had in your ear as you wrote? You know, that was, to talk history for just a little bit, that was so common back in, oh, I don't know, the 18th and 19th centuries, where composers were usually the first people who played their music, you know, Mozart, Haydn, Beethoven, whom or conducted, whatever, that the notion of playing music for by a composer who's long dead, of course, is a relatively recent notion, you know, kind of a 19th century notion. And so it's really a pleasure to have the composer right here saying, well, this maybe should go a little faster or slower or louder or, you know, any of those things that could be helpful in trying to get across whatever it was he has to say in the piece, if you will.
Now, you mentioned he finished this spring.
Yes.
Do you, as musicians, say, okay, now that you finished it, this is what we would, what if he came back and said, after hearing a rehearsal or something, and tweaked it? Would that be okay?
That would be okay up to a point. I mean, if he, you know, recomposed 5 minutes worth, that would probably be real hard. We'd try, you know, right. Because, but Bob is such a good performer in his own right that he would never do that to us.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? I mean, he might say, well, gee, having heard a performance, I want to revise it, and would you all play it again next September or something like that? And, you know, because we're all here, all the people who are playing it are here.
So Bob Mueller's Quartet for Oboe and Strings is in the middle of the program.
Right.
You'll begin with Mozart.
Well, beginning with Mozart, Mozart wrote six quintets for two violins, two violas, and cello. And they sort of form a set, and there's a very... The best known of those six is one in G minor, a very beautiful piece, of course. We're playing one in C major, equally lovely, not quite as well known, but it gives everybody plenty to do. And I might mention that Molly Sharp is visiting again, and she, of course, grew up in Fayetteville, and she's playing viola with us, along with other people whose names you all would recognize. And so that's one of the reasons that I wanted to try to schedule one of these Mozart quintets. It also happens that I really love them. And so back in, I don't know, March or so, Eugene Kong and I got together and listened to more than one and decided that this was the one we'd do this summer. And, of course, it's nice to know for us there's five more. You know, they could keep us busy for some time.
So the Mozart quintet, two violins, two violas, and a cello.
Right.
You'll end the program with a sextet, you'll bring in another cello.
Bring in another cello. And there's this is by Brahms. Mm-hmm. He wrote two sextets. This is a relatively early one for him in B-flat major. Again, it's pretty well known. Brahms is interesting in that he's interesting in a lot of ways and wrote a lot of great music. But in terms of chamber music, he wrote, he really apparently liked writing for just strings, even though he was a pianist and wrote some of our greatest piano chamber music. But he wrote three string quartets, and then he wrote two quintets for the same instrumentation as the Mozart. And then he wrote two sextets for two violins, two violas, and two cellos. And we're doing the first of those two sextets. We have a kind of an interesting situation arose prior to the June 2nd concert, where the woman who we had asked to come in and play cello, whose name is Kari Caldwell, she plays principal cello in Sona. Mm-hmm. And she plays principal cello in Tulsa. And so I thought, you know, how nice it would be to have her in to play with us this summer. Well, she broke a finger. Oh. And so last week we were able to get another cellist from Tulsa, a woman named Diane Buchaneri, who came in and played the Mendelssohn Octet with us. And this week we have a student of mine. Andrea Schenk is her name, and she's coming in and playing, sitting with me, which will be fun for both of us, I hope, and sitting with me playing the Brahms sextet with two cellos.
All right, so it's Mozart, Mueller, Brahms, St. Paul's Thursday night.
St. Paul's. Reception will follow. And, of course, everyone knows that at St. Paul's there's oodles of parking, most of it free, I believe. You can usually find a free space in the vicinity of St. Paul's pretty easily.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy newsroom is Stephen Gates. He is the curator. That's the title we've decided upon.
Okay.
For the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival. Two down. Third one coming up.
Third one coming up on Thursday, again, as always, June 9th. Mm-hmm. 7:30, and this one, again, as was the second, is at St. Paul's Episcopal Church Parish Hall.
Now, there are three works on the program, and I want to talk about the one that is scheduled to be played second first, because we think this is a world premiere?
It is. I checked last night.
Okay, it is a world premiere.
Dr. Bob Mueller is, people will recognize him from having played harpsichord on the first two concerts that we've had. He is, of course, also a composer. I think that, I don't know this, but I think if you asked him, he'd say that what he really is a composer, and all these other things are related to that, of course. But anyway, we're going to do a quartet that he has just finished, as we sit here and speak, for oboe, violin, viola, and cello. And his wife is an oboist. Many people will know her, Teresa Delaplane. She has taught oboe at the university for a number of years and plays principal in orchestras and that sort of thing. And so it's kind of written for her, but also for the rest of us, and also really for the summer festival.
I know you can't speak for him, but I would think on one hand it'd be wonderful to write something for a family member or a spouse or a very close friend. On the other hand, I mean, you got to check the ego a little bit, I would assume.
Probably.
Because they might come back and say, well, what if you did this or did that?
Yeah. Or, gee, this is too hard. This is too easy. It's not flashy enough, or it's too flashy, or whatever. And I think for all of us, though, including his wife, one of the really neat things, of course, about doing a new piece when the composer is right here is that we can get him to come in and listen and say, you know, is this kind of what you had in mind, and is this what you had in your ear as you wrote? You know, that was, to talk history for just a mm-hmm. little bit, that was so common back in, the 18th and 19th centuries, where composers were usually the first people who played their music, you know, Mozart, Haydn, Beethoven, whom or conducted, whatever, that the notion of playing music by a composer who's long dead, of course, is a relatively recent notion, you know, kind of a 19th century notion. And so it's really a pleasure to have the composer right here saying, well, this maybe should go a little faster or slower or louder or, you know, any of those things that could be helpful in trying to get across whatever it was he has to say in the piece, if you will.
Now, you mentioned he finished this spring.
Yes.
Do you, as musicians, say, okay, now that you finished it, this is what we would. What if he came back and said, after hearing a rehearsal or something, and tweaked it? Would that be okay?
That would be okay up to a point. I mean, if he, you know, recomposed 5 minutes worth, that would probably be real hard. We'd try, you know, right. Because but Bob is such a good performer in his own right that he would never do that to us.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? I mean, he might say, well, gee, having heard a performance, I want to revise it, and would you all play it again next September or something like that? And you know, because we're all here, all the people who are playing it are
right.
here.
So Bob Mueller's Quartet for Oboe and Strings is in the middle of the program.
Right.
You'll begin with Mozart.
Well, beginning with Mozart, Mozart wrote six quintets for two violins, two violas, and cello, and they sort of form a set. And there's a very The best known of those six is one in G minor, a very beautiful piece, of course. We're playing one in C major, equally lovely, not quite as well known, but it gives everybody plenty to do. And I might mention that Molly Sharp is visiting again, and she, of course, grew up in Fayetteville, and she's playing viola with us, along with other people whose names you all would recognize. And so that's one of the reasons that I wanted to try to schedule one of these Mozart quintets.